My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Well, Bill, what do you have for us today?
Well, we got a sponsor.
Fire away.
Hey, Pat Bay Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They deal in everything, tractors, mowers, any kind of turf products you're looking for. Give them a call down there, 226-9226. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, and they're ready to go down there. They're getting their inventory in, and could probably take care of about any ag or turf need you have.
Or generators. Don't forget that.
We're not out of fire season yet, so...
I know, we just heard sirens.
Yeah, there's it's still warm and the wind's blowing. So run down there and get a brand new Honda. They've got them in stock. Or you can go...
And they're so quiet and so easy to use that...
Well, there's one running in the studio right now. Can you hear it?
Bill's got one in his pocket.
Yeah.
So easy to use, even my sister and her husband can use it.
Yeah.
Far as we know.
Yeah, yeah. You can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
I had to look away. Look away!
Look away! Yeah, so what do you have for us today?
What's going on? So first off, before I forget, because I forget sometimes... we have 10 years of archives for people to listen to. You've got a really, really wide range of topics. We did so many shows on veterans, South Africa, China, Islam, environmentalism, national security, marijuana, and then we have a category called bad eggs. Those were bad bureaucrats, where we did extensive deep dives on the bad bureaucrats. And those pages get a lot of hits, by the way. Each of those has... lists of shows. They're all across the top of the page, and all the programs we did on that topic, and then the archives list all the stuff that's outside of that. But none of it's there's nothing you have to pay for. They're MP3 files. You can download them easily. They're not tricky or complicated. I'm not sure if it has a... Well, it's all clean, you know, so I was going to say, I'm not sure if it has an age range, but I guess it does, just depends on your interest. But if you want to learn the whole story, we're a good source for that. And I should also suggest that if people are, you hear an interview with somebody and it's a minute and a half long and they never really get to say anything and you're thinking, well, that person looked interesting, shoot us that information and we'll see if we can't get them to come on and tell us the rest of it. I do have a guy who is just a... ton of information. He's going to come on about fracking next week, maybe the week after. I've been looking for somebody to do a show on fracking forever. You hear a lot about it, and it's like it seems to all be one way, and there's not really anything factual given, and it's a lot of hysteria, and then you hear that was fake. So I want to find out what's going on with this.
We need to know the good, bad, and ugly.
I want to know what's going
fracking.
On with fracking.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a 2-hour show on that here coming up. And today is September 27th, 2020. I also heard there's a movement to stop the daylight savings time rollback because nobody wants another hour of 2020.
No kidding. Let's get it over with.
Let's just be done.
It's one hit up. After another.
Let's have another hour forward and see if we can get there quicker. So I titled our show today China Update because I wasn't really sure which direction we were going to go. Not that it matters. We just follow along anyway. But our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen, was on... last week, the last half of last week, we played a show from, the Great Beyond. It was the first time he came on with us, actually, and I thought, well, that'd be a good setup for this coming week. So he has, he's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years, founded and co-founded or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China and has spoken extensively on issues related to China. He started his activism back in 1989 when he helped to organize supporting activities during the Beijing student movement. He was outraged by the June 4th massacre and he founded the Tiananmen Square Foundation. He served on the board and of the Press Freedom Guardian and was elected as the vice president of the Independent Federation of Chinese Students and Scholars in the U.S. And it's a fairly long thing. I won't read it all, but I would really suggest you go look at his credentials because we hear a lot of people now talking about China, and it tends to be fairly skewed. It's either people who think, what? China? They didn't do anything wrong. Or the other people that are like, oh, you have no idea kind of stuff these guys have been up to. I'll skip to the end, though. He was born in China in 1962, so he's a year younger than I am, and, well, he's younger than Bill.
Just a wee child.
By more. At the age of 15, he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology. He came to the U.S. in 1982 to study and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. Currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. Don't worry, we probably won't talk about molecular biology because...
Oh, man, I was going to try to segue into that a little bit.
Yeah, Bill's really topics. Sad. We're always sad. Yeah. We don't do a lot of science. Well, we might do some science, but... Anyway, Dr. Chen, I know there is a lot going on, and we have not had an update from you in a while, so kind of yours to run with, however you'd like to go on this.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. Can you hear me?
We can.
Loud and clear.
Sound great.
Hello, everybody in the audience. Yeah, there's a lot has been going on for the, things are happening so quickly, but also so strangely. A lot of this are, yes, covered in a strange way, but a lot of this are not, have not been covered. So, because you're so, to us Chinese, right, to those who have been familiar with the situation, and also know how to watch it. There's so much that's been going on. But relatively speaking, there's little coverage. I mean, there are a lot of coverage, okay, the coronavirus. But there's a lot of lack of coverage. And, some of it is because the lack of understanding. A lot of this is because there are still effort to cover up for the CCP, well, that's the Chinese Communist Party, right? So let me just go into some of the things that have happened and how I read this event, and some of this are perhaps not so familiar to our audience. So now the coronavirus that has still ravaging the world, but also in China. Some people use the second wave of coronavirus. I think that's inaccurate because, the first wave never ended. I mean, it's continuous, right? It's going to different places, but it's the same pandemic. So on that, there are a lot of that is going on. So I'll come back to it. But then on top of the coronavirus, there was a major flood in over half of China. Some were once at a very dangerous, the flood is a threat to, even break the Three Gorges Dam. Let me ask you, if you have heard about it.
I was just going to tell you, kind of interesting, since we started talking to you, we finally know what CCP is. And for those of you that are just catching up, it's the Chinese Communist Party. But you do see that more. So you've smartened us up on that. However, I haven't heard anything about a flood, but we have to take a really quick break. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can search that while we're on the break. And when we come back, we'll see what it gives us, but you'll have a ton more information. We're going to be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body.
shall we do about them?
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Yeah.
I knew if I put that one in the queue, we'd use it one day. Couldn't help myself. Okay, Dr. Chen, back on a serious note. I just watched a tiny video during the break, and Bill, turns out Bill kind of knew about the flood. I sort of missed it, but oh my gosh, the whole country looks like Houston. I mean, the houses are floating.
Right. So those, a lot of those are the flood, okay, is real.
Yeah.
But many houses are underwater. There's another reason for it, right? It's not entirely natural. So this, okay, this is, first of all, this is the worst flood in China. For as far as history knows, right? But it got little coverage. There's some coverage, but the coverage is, out of proportion. Not in proportion with this, okay? This is the worst. And why there's little coverage? Okay, let me start out with inside China, right? And this is, okay, something I learned long ago, back in 2008, when there was an earthquake in Wenchuan. And from that, I realized the Chinese government is a failed government. The government is a failure, right? So if we look up on Wikipedia, there's a definition of failure government or government failure or failure state. In that concept, okay. So now, through this, I learned there's something called the counter government. I'll come back to this, but let me talk about how this worst flood was dealt in China. Right? Nobody would have imagined how they dealt with it. They deal it with not dealing with it, completely hiding from it. Okay, there were other floods before. There were other natural disaster before. I mean, like in any other country, right? Even the CCP, back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, right? The communist leader at that time would at least go to an epicenter of a natural disaster, whether it's earthquake or flood or, a plague or something or explosion or whatever, okay? So they would show up to show that they're in control. Right? But this time, this flood, no leader, no national leader showed up in anywhere during the height of the flood. The flood is so dangerous that the Three Gorges, the largest dam itself, is in great danger.
Yeah, because that's one of the big stories right now, is that that dam is potentially going to fail because of poor construction and the super high water level. And there's truth to that?
There is. There's a lot of truth to it. Actually, itself is a scandal. The construction of the Three Gorges itself is a scandal. And that explains, in part, why this is not talked about. So, let me give you a little bit of history of the Three Gorges Dam. It was a controversial idea. And so, not even Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao, approved it. But after the June 4th, at that time, the China Premier's name is a guy called named Li Peng. He used to be the Minister of Hydro Electricity, electricity power. Okay, so it was his pet project. Right. So after the June 4th massacre, he and Jiang Zemin, people should be familiar with that name. This would be Jiang Zemin would be a name. In the future, would be worse, would be more infamous than Stalin, Hitler, Nero, all those worst demonic names in the history. Right? So I'm making a statement here, and a lot of things we say. I like this program a lot because a lot of things we say in this program, we are a few months ahead, at least a few months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So this name, I hope people to start to recognize that name. Right? This is the worst, not one of the worst, but absolutely the worst demonic person in the entire human history. Right? So he and Jiang Gang together used the political power after the June 4th massacre to power through, to start this project. Now, quite a few international, there are several countries, their companies are involved in this. So this is a huge project, and the economics, the money that could be made from this project, right, caused some of the companies from other countries, I won't name them here, to be greedy and support this. It's a total disregard of of Chinese people's wellness, right? And so this is part of the reason that why this is not covered, right? So at the beginning, when the Chinese government tried to justify the building of the dam, they got some scientists to say this dam will stop once in 10,000 year flood. So, and they've been saying this up to the finish, the completion of the construction of the three dams. And then in the next couple of years, they changed. I say, okay, this dam will be able to stop, once in a flood. That's once in a thousand times. Once in a thousand years. So it was once in 10,000 years. Right? And then now it can stop flood that would happen once in once that's at a scale of once in a 10,000 year, right? And then in the next couple of years, and then it gets down to once in 100 year. Okay, so there was that's a deception already. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of history, but go back to what happened this year. So this year, when really half of China is threatened by, well, not threatened, suffered floods in all places. The Three Gorges is a national, it definitely is a national crisis, because if that dam is broken by the flood, right? Some people calculated over 600 million people.
Wow.
Downstream from that dam would be killed. It should be a national crisis. It actually should be international watch point. It should be a focus of that. Right. There's little coverage. Right. And then at the government level.
Hold that thought, and let's take a really quick break and come back with that so I don't cut you off mid-thought, although I probably just did. Sorry. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Seems like we have a lot of good music for today. Every time we talk to you, Dr. Jen, it's like, let's see, how many songs do we have about things that are bad? So talk about the government part now. Like, you had the inspector. And Bill was saying, too, that the inspectors at the beginning, he was just reading a thing, the inspectors at the beginning thought that it would fail, and yet they just did it anyway.
So in this Three Gorges Dam crisis should be an international crisis. That should get international attention. Right? Yet there's little coverage. Right? Now, on to this crisis itself. The highest government official to say anything in China, to say anything in press conference, to answer any question, was the third ranking or fifth ranking minister, deputy or assistant secretary from the hydraulic power department. So that is a very low ranking government official in response to this national, should have been a national crisis. Right? So, to make an analogy, now we know coronavirus has become a international crisis. It's becoming a pandemic. But if China or if the CCP was able to cover up, to suppress it, we wouldn't even know about it. Right? So there are many potential coronavirus crises has been covered up so far already. And so it says, it tells us the other way around, that because there's so many potential big things has been covered up, so anything that broke out in China, it would instantly become international crisis. And this is something we got to realize. I think what is more dangerous than danger itself, or what is more dangerous than a danger, is not aware, not even knowing that danger is coming.
Sure.
That is what is going on with world, with the whole world towards China. Now, of course, we know a little bit about coronavirus. Okay, now, let me go back to the flood. This flood, right, if you know, some people, not just some people, a lot of people, quite a few, some, you know, people with good credentials said if it broke, you know, 600 million people would be killed, downstream, right? You know, let's cut half of it, okay? 300 million people, right? That's a big deal, right? Let's lessen it to 100 million. That's still a big crisis, but it gets little coverage. Right? And so, now then, why? First of all, that is a failure, okay? When such a major thing like coronavirus, now coronavirus is a result, not only the result of a cover-up. Now, we all learn to condemn. There's a lot of a condemning or criticism, or some people try to press charges against China for the CCP for covering up. It's first of all a failure. That is a failed government. That's how this government is going to handle everything coming out of from China. Coronavirus is not an exception but a rule. And this is proven by the flood now. The world doesn't even get to know it. Right? There's some coverage, but not proportioned to the crisis. So that, first of all, is a failure. But because China is so big, any of its failure, if it become true, would be a humanity's crisis. And this is one thing that humanity still doesn't realize, that a crisis in China, because how that government covers up or fail, right? It instantly becomes a humanity's crisis. And so why, then we ask the question, why all this crisis gets covered up?
It's kind of mind-blowing. The things they covered up are so big.
Right.
Well, I think it's a little easier to cover up when you have media is state controlled. I mean, the people are only going to hear what the state wants them to hear. So anything else would be a rumor.
Because the true reason is because this is systematic failure. Because China is a failed state. And the failure is a systematic failure. It's the communism. It's the whole system. Right? So any crisis, any natural disaster would expose that failure, would make that system illegitimate. And so for the survival of that system, the failed for the survival of the failed system, it has to use all means to cover up. So that process make the failure, make a disaster bigger and bigger. It's a self-generating disaster until it can no longer contain. So that is a system that it's a cancer that the whole humanity have to deal with.
Right.
Have to realize that it's, if it's not COVID, we call it COVID-19. Right? But if it's not COVID-19, it will be COVID-20. It's just inevitable. Right? So if it's not espionage or economic, we call it economic espionage, right? That, you know, we Americans are angry about, then it will be something else. That is a disaster in the making. It's a matter of time. Right? So let me give you another example. Right. This will be another. This is a crisis in the making already. So, because of the flood and a number of there's on top of that flood, there's other problems in China, locust and other diseases, and there are many other problems. A smaller problem that I don't want to, spend time on. But as a result of coronavirus flood crisis. Oh, by the way, the flood crisis. Right? How is it disappeared? It did not disappear, but how is disappear in a way? Okay, and without international awareness, without people's awareness, okay, the authorities discharged the flood in many regions, in many, without informing the people. So a lot of people get killed because when you discharge a flood from a dam, you're supposed to inform the people downstream. To prepare to move, right?
Well, when you don't inform them, there's not many people to complain. I mean, it pretty well takes care of the problem. That's terrible.
Right. Right. So that's how they deal with it. It is a failed system trying to cover up its failure. And that's what China is. Right. So because of this, it's one failure leading to another failure. One crisis inevitably leads to another crisis. And the next crisis is actually coming. It's already made.
It seems like every crisis that happens is a little bigger than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, by the way. Because that's the mechanism driving it, right? It's a failed system, but the system do not allow people to know it's a failure. So it's cover up. In the process of covering up, it makes the failure bigger. So the next crisis is already here. But I don't know whether you know about it. It's a food crisis, food shortage, because the flood has decimated food production in many places.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
That totally makes sense. Plus, they've already had flooding and locusts, so the only thing left is famine.
Yeah.
You know.
We have to take a really quick break when we come back. Maybe I better start playing some happy music in the middle.
Not good.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We're coming right back. Our guest is Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us.
I don't wanna stay here.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
I figure if we're going to talk about food shortages, like if I was the CCP, that's a song I'd be playing all over the place. I'd be coming out all the little speakers in the mall and everywhere. No, nothing to see here. Move along. Well, don't worry, it'll be fine. Yikes.
Well, that's what the government is telling in China as well.
And yeah. So I was kind of channeling it.
So now to make it worse. In the past year or so, there are a number of major fire or arson that took place in the strategic food, grain storage site in China. So a lot of grains, strategic grain storage, were burned accidentally, right? And they are not accidents, right? They are the local, whoever is in charge of the storage, their way to make their problem to go away, because they have stolen and profit from those storages. They sold them. They make money from it. But the food are gone. So how they're gonna be accountable? They start a fire, they're all burned down. So,
right.
Wipe out all the evidence. Right. So this is compounding the problem. So now, the danger of famine. Now, I hope it doesn't develop into a famine, but the crisis is already there. Because let me ask you, what is the worst of famine in human history? Which one?
Gosh, there's been so many.
What?
I say there's been so many, it's hard to say.
Well, they always had the Ethiopians and
a lot of famine in Africa.
A lot of famine in Africa.
Right. But on textbook or what's available in most people would know that the Ukraine famine.
That's true. There's that one.
Yeah, made or brought into existence by Stalin was the worst famine, because 20 million people were starved to death. Right? So, but 20 million, that's just no, but that is not the worst. The largest man-made famine happened in China in the winter of 1959 to 1960. 60 million people starved to death.
And that was under Stalin?
No. It was in China.
Oh, China.
That's under China.
1959 to 1960.
Mao, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that gets little talked. Right? So, the current flood crisis, whether it will become a famine, I don't know. Right? I hope not. But there's a food crisis. Right? So, now, facing all this, what happened? What did the Chinese government respond to this? And let me just tell you here, and to see if it makes sense. So while all this is going on, the Chinese government forcibly forced through the Hong Kong sedition law. That caused rightly justifiably an international outcry, and the United States government responded by sanctioning some of the Chinese officials in Hong Kong, also passed through a Hong Kong democracy law, right? And then China caused a border conflict with India. Now, there was some fighting in India. And then South China Sea crisis. And then the Taiwan Strait crisis. And then last month, the CCP ordered Inner Mongolia to stop teaching Mongolian language.
Mm.
Think about this, right? When they have a whole bunch of problems that they should deal with, right? They not only didn't deal with it, they're trying to start fire elsewhere. You know, in the border conflict with India, in South China Sea conflict. So, and then, most incredibly, a couple weeks ago, Xi Jinping, the current CCP leader, ordered a celebration meeting or a celebration of China overcoming or winning a resounding victory over the coronavirus. So, now, this is more than a failed government.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. So, now, in our normal thinking, right, they're intelligent. People who are smart. They're less smart people. They're people with a low wit. But then, until I realized what's going on with China, I thought, wow, there are counter-intelligence or counter-wit. That there's things that, you know, not only intelligent people would not be doing, stupid people will not do it. Okay? They're saying that stupid people is not capable of doing. So the worst we can think of government is a failed government. But the CCP is doing something beyond being stupid. No, they're not stupid.
Yeah, these aren't accidents, all these things that they do.
So that system is designed to do counter-governance. And so once we realize that, yeah, we talk about many people outside China have been commenting the Chinese government, or actually the CCP, right? What they say, the Chinese government, it's really the CCP. They say, when we're competing with the CCP, we often fail because the Chinese government take a long view. We only take short view. So our short view is no competition against your long view. They are willing to sacrifice short-term gain and do a long... Their vision is very long, so our short view cannot compete with the long view. No. The Chinese government, or actually the CCP, do not have a long view. They have a counter view.
Say that again. They have a what?
counter-view.
Oh, a counter-view.
Or counter-governance.
Okay.
So it's like normal government would do certain things to fulfill the government responsibility. The Chinese government is beyond a failed government. It's a counter-government. It does things a normal government absolutely wouldn't do. It makes no sense. But they have been doing it. They have been doing it for years.
Well, isn't a lot of that because they never get challenged? I mean, there isn't any nations out there other, I think, than the United States right now that's challenging China on just about anything.
Well, they've disarmed the people, and they've... I mean, it's got to be pretty scary living in a country where you know that the government would willingly infect you with a virus, starve you, flood you. I mean, human life's pretty cheap there. Or harvest your organs. I mean, there's always that joyride that's available.
Mm-hmm. So I think this brings up the next topic that I want to cover. That is how United States have been dealing with it, because there's some update on that we should be aware of also. I think the Trump administration is doing great, yet I think that there are some still new things that we should be aware of, but I see that our time is coming up.
Yes, the time's always coming up, isn't it? But that's cool. We have a whole another hour. So we will be chatting with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chin. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us. People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.